He's got a mic, and he's in a mood. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh yes it is, don't argue.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I'm in no mood to argue with you. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom it is referred to in the title of the damn thing. I'll be spending a little bit of time with you. Don't worry, it will end eventually. And when it's all over, you will come out a better person than you were when you began to listen. That's not guaranteed. As a matter of fact, it's probably not going to happen. Your results may vary. Thank you. All right, that's enough music. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition of the show, the Friday weekend edition. I assume that while I'm doing this, you're drinking large amounts of alcohol. That's an assumption on my part. I'm probably correct. And unless you're a child, it does enhance the satisfaction of listening to the show. A little bit of an enhancer is okay, but children under two should not be drinking alcohol. You have to be absolutely above the age of three before you can indulge in that, certainly. Well, hi. I don't know if you have children or not. I can't see from here, but you may want to get them out of the room. Now, I'm not going to do anything outlandishly horrible. So they probably don't have to leave. They probably won't understand what I'm talking about anyway. I'm just saying, if you have children, I'm so sorry. Although we were all children at one point. You and me and you. Oh, not about you. You and you and you. We were all children. We were all brought up by something. By a parent, by a caregiver, a wolf. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, every once in a while, I have little flashbacks to... No, it's not the drugs in college. I have little flashbacks to my dating life. Those years were just so precious. Just so great. You would meet people, and you could sit down and talk to them and learn about them and eventually, hopefully, have sex after a nice meal. Those were the days, huh? Yeah. It was like dipping your toe in the ocean and seeing if seaweed starts gathering around your toes. That's what it was like. That's what dating was like. And then you get a little bit older and you could still be dating. Congratulations, that's wonderful. Or you could be tied down. Not physically, not tied down physically, but, you know, you don't have the freedom you used to have when you were dating. The best thing about dating was I could command when the damn thing was over. I thought that was so great. I could spend time with somebody and then just decide, by virtue of claiming that I had a headache or I had to get up early in the morning, I could end it. I could end it, and there were no strings attached. I had no strings attached to anything. And then you get older, and you get stuck in a permanent relationship. They don't go away. They don't. They're always there. Look, oh, there you are again. Yeah, you want it, but at the same time, your mind just floats back to the days when you were freely dating. And to me, that was just an interesting time. Boy, it was during that period of time that I learned that we are all different people. even to the extent where you were all different from me. And then you get in your mind, well, if I can only meet somebody that's like me, that likes the same thing, same things I like, that has the same preferences, that looks, you know, that if I can only date somebody that has my soul and my understanding and my spirit. And then you realize that you don't want that. That would be awful. That would be awful. Dating someone just like yourself? Ew. Freaky. Uncomfortable. Now, you want somebody different because you need excitement in your life. You need somebody to introduce you to excitement. And thus is the discussion on today's show. I met one of those people when I was dating way back in the 1500s. I met somebody like that. Her name was Janice. She spelled it J-A-N-E-S-S-E. I don't know why, but she did. I assume that was the name that was given to her by her parents. She may have altered the spelling. I don't know. But Janice was a free bird. I met her when I was working at a movie theater. And she was from California. And apparently her thing was just to travel the country and spend a little bit of time, get a part-time job, spend a little time, and move on to the next town or city. She was a very clean, nice person, but just had decided that she was going to spend this part of her life just traveling from place to place. So I met her. We had a lot in common. I had a penis. She had a vagina. Pretty much, that was it. That was it. I don't say we had that in common, but we both knew that that was the case. And she's very nice. And within 2 days, she moved in with me. And that's a great thing about dating. You can do things like that. Janice was extremely attractive. She was a California blonde and was pretty much the poster child for a California blonde wandering girl. So I took her in, so to speak. And immediately Janice started introducing me to her lifestyle. And again, this was in New York City. This was in Queens, New York. Elmhurst, New York. And she introduced me to a lot of things. First of all, she was a vegan. And I thought, like, okay, what country is that? She says, no, I don't eat meat. I said, oh, okay, do you want some cheese? I don't eat cheese. Do you want some food? I don't eat food. You want a glass of water? I don't drink water. It was amazing. I don't know what she existed on. And then I found out she exists on tree bark and oats and wheat germ. And, you know, so she started filling my cabinets with these sacks of grains and strange items that I had never heard of, because that was all she ate. It was weird, but at the same time, I didn't care because she was a very attractive, free-spirited woman. And at that age, when I was dating, that's really all I wanted. You could be eating tree bark, gnawing on a pine tree. I don't care at this point, because Janice was a very, very free spirit, and I'll leave it at that. She also she moved in with me on a Thursday. On a Friday, she said, "Let's go to upstate New York and do some hiking." Well. My immediate inclination was to tell her, no, I don't hike. I don't even understand what it is. I don't even understand the concept of hiking. Let's get out of the car and walk around up a mountain and then not. I didn't get it. I said to her, you know, you realize You don't have to hike. You can take a bus. She says, no. She says, hiking is very, very good for your body. It's great exercise. It's exciting. I said, exciting? You're just walking around in the woods up a little hill. What? How is that exciting? She says, oh, it's nature. Well, she eats nature, so you know I got it. You know, she's into the tree bark oats seed thing. So we actually went. I hiked with her, and through the whole thing, I realized this is why I don't like hiking, but I enjoy it with Janice. Then she wanted to camp, and I said, I'm not familiar with the terminology. She says, oh, let's get a tent. Let's rent a tent and stay outside in the woods overnight. And my immediate reaction was, you're mentally ill. You realize they have hotels with air conditioners in them. You do realize that, don't you? And electric lights and beds. Can you believe they have those things? Where you don't really have to sleep on the ground. Outside in a canvas structure. You don't need to do this. You're better than that, Janice. She says, don't you want to spend a cozy night in the woods with me? Well, my attitude changed immediately. It was a very passionate evening. I believe I had a hot dog or a hamburger or something over a little campfire that she had created. She didn't eat that. She had a couple of pieces of tree bark and about 3 ounces of dirt. That's what she ate. I don't know. I'm not going to argue. But I hated camping. I hated camping. I hated hiking. And I hated all that stuff in my house. As a matter of fact, I remember in my apartment on a Tuesday, and I remember the day, I went in the cabinet to open up a can of beefaroni. When I was growing up and dating, my favorite food was Chef Boyardee stuff. Chef Boyardee was, for the millennials, don't even know what I'm talking about. It was canned spaghetti, canned pasta, canned everything. And Chef Boyardee, who apparently was an incredible chef, just made stuff and put it in a can. It had a lot of sodium, a lot of additives, a lot of fat, a lot of calories. But like anything else of that genre, it was just tasty. So I'm looking for the beefaroni to have a nice meal. And I can't find the beefaroni because there's so many sacks of flour and oats and barley and all this crap, seeds of some sort. And I noticed, much to my horror and dismay, that there were a number of bugs that were now crawling around in my cabinet due to the fact that there was all this crap in it. And her crap, and it wasn't a bug or two, it was an infestation. Enough bugs to literally pack up and move the hell out of there. That's where I drew the line in the sand. And there was sand in that cabinet. She ate sand as well. And I said to her, look, Janice, this has been a lot of fun, and I know that, you know, you're going to be moving on soon. I think it's time to move on right now. And she didn't argue with me because that was her plan anyway, to stay with me maybe for a week or two and then move on to the next place. And we parted ways. She packed up her oats. Actually, she didn't. I threw them out. And never heard from Janice again. And that was that little piece, like I've been talking about, that little learning experience. Those little adventures that are in the back of your mind, they stay tucked away in the back where the headaches are. But every once in a while, you just they were horrific days, really, but at the same time, they were romantically wonderful. And I don't know what Janice is doing now. I don't know where she's staying. She's probably somewhere in, I don't know, Bulgaria, living in somebody's apartment, probably gnawing on the crown molding. I have no idea what's going on with her. But she was a free spirit. She always preferred to sleep on the floor as opposed to in a bed. I didn't care at that point. Didn't make any difference. Now it does. I will never sleep on the floor again. I mean, hopefully I don't. You know, if things go bad, I guess I would have to sleep on the floor, and then I would. But not my thing. Not preferable at all. Okay, there you have it. Meantime, it is the weekend. Please be very careful as all of us get back on the road. We're all taking short little trips to every place, you know, instead of going to Jamaica, that kind of thing. You know, we're taking little day trips, apparently. So the roads are full of cars. Wow. You know what? I'm just not used to people anymore. During the pandemia thing, remember that? Oh, remember the pandemic? It's still here. We didn't see a lot of people because they were quarantined. They were stuck inside their places. And when you went driving, if you had to go to the store, there weren't that many people out there at all. And if there were, they were wearing masks, and I didn't know if they were just normal people or about to rob a convenience store. I had no idea. But there weren't many people, and now people are venturing out into the world again, doing what they always did. And my immediate reaction, tell me if you feel the same way. There's too many people. Did you notice that too? I'm not used to seeing so many people. I'm used to seeing the streets kind of a little bit empty. I'm used to seeing the roads, like, no traffic at all. I'm used to going places and just seeing maybe a smattering of people here and there. But now, they're all back again, and they're walking the planet like comprehensive zombies. It's freaking me out, man. Why don't you people just go back to your homes where you came from? What are you doing outside? Yeah, it's freaking me out. So many of them too, huh? Yeah, so many of them. They're all over the place. I used to think there were a lot of bugs and ants. You know, if you look down at the pavement and you see these ants and you thought, oh my God, there's like millions of ants here. That's the way you feel about people. Look at all the people all of a sudden. Look at these people. And the more people that you have around you, the more that can go wrong. And it does. And it will. And it shall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is going to join us momentarily. You're wonderful so far. Can I offer you anything? What would you like? No, I don't have that. I don't have that.
Give the gift that says, I love you. The gift that says, happy birthday. The gift that says, get well soon. The gift that says, you're the reason I went into the priesthood. The gift that says, congratulations on not getting indicted. The gift that says, I want to cover you in warm chocolate pudding. The gift that says, good luck in clown college. The gift that says, thanks for removing my unsightly wart. The gift that says, sorry about giving you food poisoning. The gift that says, I'll see you in hell. The gift that says, remember the good times we had in prison. The gift that says, I want to make sweet love to you on the white sand beaches of Rio while your hot cousin watches. The gift that says, thank you for the kidney. The gift that says, you deserve all the best, but this will have to do. The gift that says, thanks, Jesus. Whatever you want to say, you can say it beautifully with a timeless gift from Phyllis Gorman's House of Macaroni Art on Route 94 just past the Rotary, across from Sweaty Palmer's Adult Emporium.
Carmen Ordonez joins us now. She's a lifestyle and fashion expert, TV personality. She builds houses, she flies airplanes, No, okay. Anyway, welcome to the program. We're talking about how to get along these days with some fashion sense, making it easy and yet effective. I guess there's a lot of online stuff going on these days, fashion-wise.
There is. You know, many of us find online shopping to be very frustrating. I don't know about you, but I, you know, used to spend hours and hours just, you know, trying to find something online. So I have a lot of exciting news to share with you today.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, I still prefer shopping in stores if I'm going to spend the time, because that's exciting. Shopping online is kind of like cardboard to me. you know, people have been dressing very strange these days. Before we get into it, a lot of people didn't even wear pants for a year. Seriously. I mean, pajama pants in stores and just people not caring to dress up or how they look anymore, although I know they do. And now that we're coming out of this and opening things up again, it's time to get dressed again, I would suppose.
It is. It's so exciting. I don't know about you, but even when I was working from home, mm-hmm. I had to get dressed. It just changes your mood when you feel, when you look good. I always say, you know, you feel good, and it all ties together.
Yes. Carmen, I'm always confused as to what's more significant, fashion sense that you feel you have, or fashion sense that people look at you and say, you look good in that. That's you. Which is more important?
Yes. Well, I really believe that, you know, personal style is unique to each of us. Mm-hmm. And I always say, as long as you feel confident, you can rock, you know, anything. You know, it's all about the confidence. That's the best accessory that you can have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I'm really excited about, you know, to share with you today is, you know, Stitch Fix. They are launching a new feature. It's called Stitch Fix Freestyle. So this is really going to transform that online shopping experience, because for me, you know, I love going to the mall, but sometimes I just don't have the time. You know, I have two little ones. So shopping online for me is my way to go, but I just sometimes don't have the time to just do that endless scrolling. So now, for the first time ever, you're going to be able to shop directly from Stitch Fix, you know, with Stitch Fix Freestyle. So the way that it works is clients are shown their own selection of items that are already curated for them. So it's curated to match their personal style, their fit, as well as their size preferences. So basically, your freestyle shop is as unique as you are, and no two shops are alike. So through this new way of shopping, you're still going to be able, you know, to enjoy all those brands that you love. You know, they have more than 1,000 of your favorite brands and styles. For example, the North Face, you know, Madewell, Club Monaco, which is one of my favorites. And then the inventory is always refreshing throughout the day, so you'll be able to discover more of those items that you love. So it's definitely a game changer, and it's kind of taking that guesswork, you know, and that time that you'll spend shopping online, because they're showing you things that is going to fit that, you know, your personal style and your fit.
Okay. So it's kind of like going on Zillow or something, saying you're looking for a first floor master, two bathrooms. I like a lot of property. I mean, you're telling them what your thing is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So beforehand, so the way that it works is, you know, the items are curated based on a brief visual quiz that you take. Uh-huh. So, for example, they'll show you different outfits. Yes. You'll say, you know, I like this. You know, I dislike it, maybe. And then the service is also going to refine the fit, as well as the style recommendations, the more you shop. Okay. So for new clients, you know, all you have to do is you go to the Stitch Fix website, or you could also use their mobile apps, and then you answer a few short questions about your style preferences. And then once you log in, you're going to be able to go to Freestyle at the top of the page, and then you can start exploring all the new features. So they have easy ways to buy items again. Say you found a sweater that you love, but now you want it in a different color. That's going to be very easy to do it that way. And then you can also shop by categories. So, for example, if you want to shop just workwear or just casual styles or athleisure, you know, it's just going to be so, they're simplifying that whole online shopping.
Okay.
And the shipping and returns are free, which is always great. And no subscription as well is required.
All right. Okay, so forget my analogy with buying a home. How about the analogy of Netflix? where, okay, I see that you love these three movies. Here are some other movies like that that I think you'll love too. Is it like that a little bit?
Exactly. That's the perfect analogy.
Better. Okay.
And then they also have outfit recommendations. So, for example, I could go on my shop and I'll go to Carmen's Look. And then they also put together like outfits that I might like and I could just instantly buy it. Like they'll put together, you know, cute outfits. Let's say, you know, I recently bought one that I loved. It came like the whole outfit with the shoes, with the accessories.
Uh-huh.
So it also helps you that way, putting together outfits, and then you can instantly, you know, just buy it.
Okay. Can it make recommendations for me? Like, okay, that's the type of body that you are, kind of thing you do. You would really like to look this way. See, I like it when people say to me, you know, you look really good in that. I say to myself, ooh, maybe I would.
You know, that's a really great point because it also offers that where
good.
Some of the outfits that they'll recommend, perhaps it's not something that I would have ever thought. And that's happened to me with Stitch Fix, where they'll put together an outfit, and I'm like, no, I'm not too sure. But once I try it on, I'm like, wow, I would have never picked this, you know, for myself.
Good, I like that. Because you got to be a little adventurous sometimes. And
Exactly. And then it's also going to refine your fit. So the great thing where the returns are free, if something doesn't fit, you can always return it. Hmm. And then the next time, it's going to say, okay, it's going to start gauging what your perfect fit is, as well as your personal, you know, what you kind of matches your personal style.
Yes, it's kind of interesting. I kind of like that. Wow. Okay.
And it's also for men, so men and kids. So you can definitely try it out.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, when we talk fashion, we're always like talking in a direction of women, which is not necessarily the case at all. I mean, granted, men don't dress very well for the most part, but here's your opportunity, perhaps.
Yeah, well, now there's no excuse. Men are always can be dressed with Stitch Fix freestyle. You know, it's going to make life so much easier for men, especially since, you know, some men don't like shopping. They don't want to be in the mall all day. And they don't, you know, I don't ever see my husband just scrolling endlessly trying to find something.
Probably not.
You know, you could just go to Stitch Fix Freestyle, and that's going to solve your problem.
Wonderful.
For sure.
Hey, it's time to wear pants again, and this is how you do it. So what's the website?
Yes. Well, to experience the Stitch Fix Freestyle that we just talked about and to discover your very own shop of personalized style recommendations, you can head on over to stitchfix.com.
Great. That's simple enough. Well, it doesn't hurt to give it a shot, I guess, right?
Yes, definitely. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Wonderful. Carmen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much. Well, that'll do it for me today. That was interesting. I'll tell you, though, man, I don't understand why people buy things online so much. I know it's fast and expedient, but we're taking all the fun out of shopping. Shopping's fun sometimes. I know guys don't like to do it as much, but man, if you can walk into a place and actually hold the product in your hands and see it up close and examine it, and sometimes it's even on display so you can see how it works, and you can ask the kid working there, you know, like how does this work and what does it do, and they explain it to you, and you have a repartee going on with the sales associate. That's part of the experience. I get no experience sitting at a computer or at my little phone where I have to focus as much as I can to see the little images on this tiny little device. That's not fun. That's taking the fun out of the experience of shopping. Shopping was an activity, an experience. It's not that anymore. It's staring at a screen and saying, well, if I don't like it, I can always return it. You lazy son of a bitch. Get your ass in a car and drive over to a store and buy something. Come on. Laziest people on the planet are human beings. That didn't make any sense, did it? The laziest people are human beings. They are. We're getting so much lazier. Stop trying to, through technology, make things so easy. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You're ruining society as we know it. Things shouldn't be that easy. You should have to go do something to get the results out of it, not just sit on your ass and click a little mouse. That's just no way to live, kids. You're destroying your whole base here. I mean, come on. What is going on here with this technology crap? I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, it all depends what generation you come from and what kind of generation you were brought up in. And I'm telling you, things are just changing drastically to the point where we are molding our society to the point where eventually you won't have to get up out of your chair to do anything. Some people exercise. I don't understand that. You have time to walk around or do crunches or whatever it is. You work out like for an hour a day, but you have no time to do anything but sit in front of a computer and click things. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Stop with this thing, I don't have any time. And some people say, no, Ron, I really don't have any time. Well, then something's wrong. Men don't like to shop. Women love to shop. No, now it's changed to women just like to look at screens and order things online. That's not shopping. That's not shopping. That's not shopping. And if it is, the experience has been totally lost. Because we're not interacting with anybody when we shop online. We're not talking to anybody. We're not asking any questions about the product. We're not interacting. Similar to everything else we're doing in today's society, we've stopped interacting. All right, I'm sorry. I'm not going to complain about things. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. Until that time arrives, please take care of yourselves. And as always, 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 I wish you peace.